Steve and Jill here.
Hello.
Welcome to the Land Academy Show, entertaining land investment talk. I'm Stephen Jack Butella.
And I'm Jill DeWitt, broadcasting from sunny Southern California.
Today, Jill and I talk about handyman special means bulldozer needed. All this week, we talk about annoying real estate agent driven like cliches.
This week is all about annoying, yeah. How do I say, debunking, what's the right term for that? Debunking.
Well, what it says in the script is infuriating.
Ah.
Infuriating real estate cliches, because they all mean that something's wrong with the property.
I get it.
Before we get into it though, let's take a question posted by one of our members on the landinvestors.com online community. It's free, and as you're listening, please drop your questions into the comment section below.
Milan asks, title companies are driving me crazy with their long close. Speaking to the crier.
Jill's got a lot to say about this.
Boy, do I. Few properties I'm buying through a couple of title companies are now in 1 month wait and counting.
Yeah.
And still nothing is happening. When you contact them, they are polite and they say, gosh, we're still waiting for the title report. He wrote in. My question for you guys is, what is your strategy to make sure the seller doesn't change his mind in this never-ending wait? I know, they signed the purchase agreement, but I believe they can back off from the deal anytime if they
want to.
I'm thinking about sending a check for $300 or so to keep him committed. What do you guys do? I don't do that. I don't
send
anything.
It's not a bad idea. I've done things like that in the past.
I guess we could I would include it in part of the purchase though, like say, you know, like send them $1,000 non-refundable deposit so they know you're in and committed and they have money in it and they're not allowed to walk because they have money now already in place. So that would be a good way to start it out if it keeps happening to you and you're worried about it. But
that's actually the key. The whole key is, I think, maintaining a conversation with the seller, just saying, hey, can you believe this taking this long for these idiots to sell, to get this deal done?
That's exactly.
And if you can laugh together about it, then you're going to be fine.
That's what we do.
And but you know, on a positive, making something, you know, making a positive out of a negative here, it's giving you some extra time to get your ducks in a row to sell the property.
That's true.
So get the posting ready and all that stuff.
That's very true.
Actually, I would start marketing it, quite honestly.
That's really cool.
I would actually start marketing the property to resell it.
No, thank you. Posing for a picture in the middle of this.
Today's topic, unless you have more to say about this.
I do. The other thing that we do, I do keep on the agent. Sometimes, like, we get into a regular call system where I'll check on them. You can't let them just go dark, I guess. Sometimes I call them, or my team now calls them, you know, every other day, sometimes daily, to say, where are we with this? Because if you let them go 5 days and you find out that it's because they sent an email to the seller and the seller hasn't responded and the agent just sits there, and never mind the seller didn't see the email. That's what often happens. And the agents won't bother to pick up the phone and call the seller and go, hi, did you notice I sent you an email yesterday? I just need this form signed and then we can move forward. And that's often happens, and that drags things on. So you've kind of got to babysit them a little bit and stay on top of it. And then I do stay in touch with the sellers, because I've had this, you know, a lot too, where I've had sellers almost panic thinking it's me. Yeah. And I'm like, no, it's not me. And we do laugh about it. I said, no, I know. This particular agent's got to do things a certain way. I'm waiting for her to schedule XYZ to come and sign a certain way. We all know we could do it this way, but that's the way she needs to have it done.
Yeah.
So don't worry. The money's on place. It's going to fund on Tuesday like we all agreed on. I'll stay on it. And they go, okay, thank you. Okay, I appreciate it. Because, you know, it's never, I really have to send them anything. They just want to talk to somebody, you know, and make sure. So,
you know, here's the deal. Here's the truth. Land deals get pushed aside over real estate agent driven houses.
Right.
That's what goes on, because agents are, and lenders and all that stuff, it's all time sensitive.
That's true.
And then I don't think escrow agents have much respect for land, honestly, for land
that's
deals.
True.
They just think it's kind of optional. It's an optional thing. It's kind of a special, it's not, you know, imperative. You're not going to move in it into the land like you are a house.
Right.
That kind of stuff goes on. We have a solution for this, actually. I'm not supposed to talk about it, but I'm going to say it anyway.
I want to add one thing real quick here before you go into that last point, which is, I wonder how many title agents are a little bit confused by our transactions, because I see it happening even a little bit with SFRs. When there's cash only, they're a little bit thrown. And then when you make it a cash only, it's a cash only land deal, you know, talk about easy. And I have to kind of tell them, take that hat off. This is a whole different transaction. This couldn't be easier. Remember, we don't need this. There's no asbestos. There's no lead-based paint. You know what I mean? Like some of the things, there's no inspection. Nobody cares. You know, these are the easiest transactions.
They really are.
It's kind of like, I think it throws some title agents a little bit, and they're a little bit, they have to kind of go think about it for a minute and then go, oh, all right, and then get, and then, because it should be, and it can be really easy to close our deals.
Yep.
So,
one of the things that we talked about in the live event over and over and over again, and it's splattered all over Land Academy 2.0, is you should not be doing this anyway. If you really want to grow your business, this is after you've done 10 deals or if you've done some number of deals and you're sitting around looking at yourself and saying to yourself, boy, I know how to do this now. I wish I could just scale this whole thing up and make it my full-time deal. Mm-hmm. The way that happens is you have to get other people to do all these tasks. And managing title agents, if you let it, can be a full-time job. So we cut a deal yesterday.
This is part of 2.0, which is a surprise that's coming. So if you want to share a little bit about it.
Okay, I won't give the actual proper noun name. We cut a deal with the transaction coordination team to get... if you pay, they'll handle the whole thing. They'll handle the closing and all of it for $400, which is a smoking deal, whether you go through title or not. And if you go through title, they're going to have to pay the title company also. But I'll tell you what, we are every transaction we're doing right now is getting sent to them. So to test it before we actually release it.
Cool. So basically, it's like for those of you who've been with us for a little while, remember Title Mind? So we've got a kind of unrelated third party who knows what we're doing. They understand our product, and we're going to be able to use them.
In a perfect world, you should just be sending out data.
Yeah.
Somebody else answers your phone like Pat Live. They sift through all the hate. You talk to a seller, you sign a deal, and you send it somewhere, and you move on to the next deal. Yeah. And you just manage, they have somebody else manage just about every single other aspect of selling that piece of property. That's all you, and that's how you get 50 deals done a month. Mm-hmm. It was a big topic in our last live event.
Yes, it was.
Today's topic, handyman special, really means bulldozer needed. This is the meat of the show. Like I said earlier, all week this week is infuriating real estate cliches. It's infuriating real estate cliches week.
Yep.
What does handyman special really mean? Why disrespect a piece of real estate like that? Why not say repairs needed? Have you ever seen an apartment building listed as a handyman special? I haven't. Because men in commercial real estate, that's how it gets listed.
Yep. I see it as, because we just looked at a place up in, we talked about last week, Lake Arrowhead, and it said, bring your toolbox, which to me means bring your checkbook.
Or bring your bulldozer.
Exactly. One of the two is needed. So not just a toolbox. That's what's the funniest thing.
Yeah.
It's a little bit insulting. We all know handyman special, bring your toolbox, light repair needed. That does not mean what that means. You know?
Yeah.
We all know that. We all know cozy is small and cramped. You know, we've all learned that. We've all been around long enough. Why?
I'm not going to give away all the rest of the week.
Why do agents still do that then?
Why do they have to make the real estate agent, the real estate industry cute?
Why don't I just say what it is? You know what? It needs this. Big deal.
Like you said yesterday, this is important.
Yeah.
Buying and selling a piece of real estate is important.
Or it is ready. Like we have some that are move-in ready and some are not move-in ready. And you say that. That's it.
Yeah. Turnkey. Move-in ready.
Or it's ready for an investor.
Just renovated.
You know?
Recently updated.
Yeah.
Updated kitchen. All that stuff is very descriptive.
Handyman
special doesn't mean anything. It truly is infuriating. And if I sit here and let myself think about it, I'm going to get really mad.
That's what happens.
Okay, yesterday we talked about statistics. So here's some for sale by owner statistics. 8% of the houses sold in 2016 were sold for sale by owner. This is the most recent stuff we could get on the internet. Homes sold, the average home sold was $190,000 for sale by owner, compared to the listed home for a real estate agent is $250,000. So they love that stuff. Real estate agents love that statistic.
Okay, wait. Can I read that again, please? Yeah. I'm sorry. So for those of you who are listening, we are showing it on YouTube, showing where we got the statistics here, because it's really interesting. All right, so you just said the typical FSBO sold for $190,000 compared to $250,000 for an agent assistant. Yeah, well, okay.
Hold on. So this is why the statistics is a bunch of malarkey.
Uh-huh.
8%, you're taking an 8% data sample against a 92% data sample.
Oh, good point. I got it.
Yeah.
We're messing up that number.
Yes, we are.
Because that's what we do.
Yep.
So you can't compare. Maybe, it's not apples for apples.
That makes you feel pretty good. Plus, probably of the vast majority of those 8%, homes are wholesale.
Right.
They should be cheaper.
Exactly.
So that's ridiculous. It's a ridiculous statistic, but agents love it.
Okay.
Agents believe, they truly believe this in their head.
I love that.
They believe that they are useful in the transaction,
right,
and they're maximizing the value of the house for you. When in reality, it's absolutely ridiculous. They're putting it in the MLS. We just read a statistic yesterday that said 51% of the people already found the house that they want on the internet.
Exactly.
They're just using the agent to fill out paperwork.
Exactly. And they could do that on their own and save all that money.
Right. There's so little paperwork. All the paperwork that agents have you sign is all made up.
Exactly.
It's all fictitious. It's unnecessary.
It is.
We don't do that paperwork when we buy a house at all.
No, it's only the real stuff that goes through escrow.
We sign one piece of paper, a purchase agreement that we generate ourselves.
And then the deed when we sell it.
And that's on the closing package. You're going to sign that anyway.
Exactly. That's what I mean.
If I sound angry about it, it's because I am.
I couldn't tell.
Here's the methods that a for sale by owner used to market their house.
This is cool.
A yard sign, 35%.
I believe that.
Friends and relatives and neighbors, 24%. Classified ads, like we were laughing about yesterday, 11%.
Yep.
Open house, 15%. For sale by owner websites, 8%.
Yep.
Look how low that is. Social networking sites, 13%.
Love it.
MLS, 26%. This is shockingly low.
Yeah, this is great.
No one knows how
to do
this.
They're putting in the MLS ourselves right after a yard sign.
You know what we should do,
how
Jill?
How smart are they? This is good.
A video series for people just for fun and put it on YouTube called How to Sell Your Own House. Or how to sell your own piece of land.
Yeah.
Because I think there's this big mystery behind it. And it's 5 minutes.
I know. Well, we do have a thing like that online. It's called Land Academy. Thank you very much. It does talk about selling. So I can, what was that, chapter 7, chapter 8? I can't remember. Can I help you with that?
Yeah, you're funny, man.
Thank you.
You just have something going on with you this whole week.
Well, you bring up these topics get me going too. So that's part of it. I get to get riled up too. So, all right.
Well, you've done it again. You spent another 15 minutes or so listening to the Land Academy show. Join us next time where we discuss north-south exposure and what it really means. Is there's just no other attribute for the house at all.
That's right.
Or they couldn't come up with anything creative to say about their property that they listed.
I'd love to know what you were looking at. This is so funny. And we answer your questions, post it on our online community, landinvestors.com. It's free.
You are not alone in your real estate ambition.
That's funny. That's good.
These statistics are
so
actually
where did you
helpful,
get them?
You know?
By the way, did you sit and scroll MLS and just kind of come up with, just find the most prevalent ones or just the stupidest ones or
just
ones that jumped
out? I just
did
like everything. I Googled it just did a bunch of, I should say I painstakingly took hours to prep for these shows, but that's not what happened.
5 minutes. Please be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on our podcast. Like us and comment on what you would like to see or listen to in future shows. And if you're listening us on iTunes, please be sure and rate us there. We are Steve and Jill.
information
and inspiration
to buy undervalued property.